Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But John,
yes,
there is something that always happens in April that we're finding out. It's a very prophetic moment, right?
It is. Throughout history, we're going to be hearing from William Koenig. But the month of April has seemed to be really strategic in the fact that there's some key things that have happened during that time. I mean, Muhammad was born during that time in April, Hitler, and some wars. But what makes this particular April interesting is that Israel is going to be celebrating its 70th anniversary. In fact, I want you to hear straight from William himself. Watch this.
April, you talk so much. April keeps happening over and over again.
April 19 and 20 throughout history has been a day of infamy.
Yeah.
We've had some of our major wars in the United States that have started on that April 19, 20 period.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to Israel, the Roman Empire was established on April 21st. Muhammad was born on April 20th. Hitler was born on April 20th.
Ooh.
Usually, in many cases, what happens on the April 19th, 20th date is an indicator of what will happen in the year in advance. So from April 19th, 20th through the rest of the year, it's an indicator. In my reports in 26th, the news it was in April 2016 and April 2017 that I documented, it was unbelievable. It was like a year's worth of news in 1 month. So what's happening, what's interesting, Doug can acknowledge here, is Israel's 70th anniversary mm-hmm. will be celebrated this year, April 18th, 19th, and 20th,
wow.
for a 70-hour period. Mm-hmm. The key here is an enemy like Iran would like to disrupt that.
On those dates.
Oh,
they
yes.
like to pick the date.
And here's another thing, Jim. Since 2006, the nation that's dominated the news in April, all the way back to 2006, been Iran. Every year, they're one of the dominant news stories of April. So what is going to happen between now and Israel's 70th anniversary? I don't know, but things are getting very tense right now with Iran, with Turkey, with Syria, with Russia, inside of Syria, including the United States.
Is the nuclear threat kind of woven in there?
It is. The big concern now about the nuclear threat is the fact that Iran is perfecting the missile capability to put all of the Middle East at risk, and they're getting very close to having Europe at risk, and we're not very far off with an ICBM.
I think they have more than we ever thought.
Oh, no doubt about it.
They have more than we ever thought. Listen, we're going to have this week, you're going to hear Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talk about what's happening in Iran and how they're literally building a bridge all the way over to Lebanon and Gaza, and he draws a black map over the top of Israel. As Iran, who is the part of is doing this, is coming through Syria, coming through Lebanon, coming over in Gaza, and they're building this bridge. This is all black.
He said darkness is entering the region.
Right.
And it's so important because you have these people in Iran, really the government, because it's not the people themselves.
The people were like the changed leadership.
Listen, they tried to have the Arab Spring, but our previous administration didn't even respond to their cry. But who knows, things could be changing in Iran. In fact, there's a lot of people coming to the Lord in Iran.
Yeah.
But their government is bent on destroying and wanting to come against Israel.
And America.
Yeah. I mean, they call America the big Satan and Israel the little Satan.
Yeah, openly on that. And it has mock carriers that they're shooting down. And they're firing missiles. I mean, they're behind so much of the stuff that's going on. But I want to say this to you. If you are Iranian, you're Syrian, you're Lebanese, listen, you're the people.
That's right.
We're talking about the government. You know, sometimes our government does weird things that we don't
exactly.
support, and we're stuck with that government. But we there's great prophetic words over you.
Mm-hmm.
Great things have happened biblically in your land. We believe that revival is taking out. I believe that Iran has the greatest growth per capita of the churches taking place, secretly, but Jesus is appearing to a lot of you guys. And so when we do talk about that, I want you to know as part of our community, we're just talking about, the leadership
always
making decisions that's not even allowing you to be happy. At
that's
one particular
right.
time, the Ayatollah put down a word reportedly that, these kids made a video. There's a song called Happy.
Wolf Farrell.
Yeah, and they're all dancing with the song, being happy. And they were actually threatened at some point with 70 lashes.
Wow.
70 lashes for actually saying that they were happy, and then they backed off of that. And it's like, but you got to, that's in the air. Once that's in the air, it's like it's repressing. That's not God. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. You know, he's not in a bad mood. You know, religions may be in a bad mood, but God's not in a bad mood.
Right.
He's got good plans for you. And we just believe, there's one prophetic word that we talked about in the program. You go back and search it on the VFN Torch, was that something's going to happen in Iran, in the southern portions of Iran, that God's going to use you so powerfully, you know, in the future. This particular government is not going to always be in play. Things are going to shift.
Well, just in general, we need to be in prayer for Israel, especially during this month of April and those dates, 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Right.
Because this is a big deal. It's a 70th year anniversary.
Since they became a nation in 1948, where President Harry Truman signed the papers declaring their estate.
The full backing of the United States.
And the full power of the United States behind that.
Yeah. And a month later, you know, the United States is going to have their embassy in Jerusalem.
This is huge.
So this is a big deal.
You know, you saw that on our program where you saw Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the White House with President Donald Trump saying, you know, literally, he said 2,500 years ago, there was King Cyrus who declared that the Jewish people could come back into their land, which means existed prior to that. Then you had around 120 or so, you had Lord Balfour, who had the Balfour Agreement about
declaration
coming into Israel. And then you had in 1948, 70 years ago, you had Harry Truman, the president of the United States, declare that Israel's a nation. And he said, and 2 weeks ago, President Donald Trump declared Jerusalem as the eternal capital of Israel. His name is in there with Cyrus, with Balfour, with Truman, but Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, at the beginning of this administration, prophesied this. God told him Trump and Truman would be identical in what's going on. And God is doing something. It's not what Trump, it's what God is doing this thing. It's an amazing thing. Listen, we want to hear from you. Take a moment, you know, to share your comments below or write to us. You know, we want to hear from you. This is all about a community. We think about, you know, what are your prayers, and begin to post prayers. You know, begin to, you know, post prayers when people see you praying for the protection of Israel. Do you know this? The only place that God says, if you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that you'll be blessed. If you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. And you want to be found on the right side of history, because though dark clouds are coming around Israel, Israel will always stand. It will never go. That's where Jesus' feet's coming back on that land. And it's a powerful prophetic. It's the apple of God's eye. So comment below, write to us, let us know.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.